This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And just after 5 o'clock, even though Paramore is really the proper introduction here, it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Today's top story, the Commanders are getting a lot of national attention. So let's bring in someone who discusses them on a national level, who happens to be the best friend of the show. Definitely the best friend who has a national platform, but best friend of the show, period. With us Wednesdays during football season, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Clinton Yates. What up?
Oh, that makes me feel good, Gregory. I will say one thing. For those of you out there who don't think that Ant does his job, I requested literally 4 minutes before this segment to get a third Paramore song into the rotation, and guess what? He did it. He knows what he's doing. That is what we call good work. How are you all today, gentlemen?
Doing well. Anthony, how do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
I said nice things about Clinton. He's feeling really good. Clint said nice things about you. So, Anthony, you have to say nice things about me now, or you can just wait until competition Wednesday at 5:30 and then make me really sad because of how poorly I picked games last week.
I think I'll wait for the latter.
Okay. Oh, well, screw you. All right.
Smart man.
Clinton, so you, when we were texting earlier to figure out what time you wanted to come on, you said you had some questions for me because all of a sudden on that around the horn rundown, Reality sends it out and is like, hey, this is what we're talking about today. The old burgundy and gold are sitting there as a topic of discussion. First of all, let me ask you, how surprised are you that we are here 4 games into this season?
I am not super surprised in the context of the rest of the division in terms of the NFC East never looked that good. And it was just a matter of whether or not the Commanders could sort of figure it out, toe the line, and go forward. I will say this, if you actually turn on your television right now, we're in a bit of a weird moment, you will see me talking about this exact topic. So I will ask you the same question that was asked of us, Gregory, but with a little bit of a twist, which is this. Is Davante Adams a person you would want on the burgundy and gold, or as Jim Zorn used to call it, the maroon and black, at this moment in terms of him getting out of town where he is and coming to Landover?
We obviously talked about this on the show yesterday, and
clearly.
It's interesting because, like, you have this, you know, it broke during the show. So you have this in the moment, and then you have the chance to read with some other people and also kind of sleep on it, think about it. I don't think I've moved that much from yesterday. I'd say my price has maybe changed a little bit. If you can get Davante Adams for not a lot of draft capital, aka if you can negotiate something better than whatever it is that they're telling Adam Schefter they want, I am interested in the idea of having Davante Adams here. And I think part of that speaks, and the part that I think is undersold and undersaid by a lot of fans who are like, no way, don't bring in the new guy to mess with the juju, yada, yada, is Jaden Daniels is the driver of the juju. Like, his ability to connect with everybody and to make people feel included, to build a good atmosphere is so far and away, like, not just beyond his years, but beyond the average NFL quarterback who's been around a long time, that I think that Jaden would make sure that Davante is, quote-unquote, in his place because he would make his place a place that Davante wants to be. And so if you're telling me I can get that talent and adjust this offense to take that next step with that kind of dude here, like, I think that's a pretty big deal. You have to figure out the money. You have to figure out the compensation. And those are not small things. But on a like, fundamental level, I'm interested. I just don't know once you get to those really important other things, a.k.a. the money and the draft compensation going back in the trade, that it be worth doing at the end of it.
Well, that's the whole issue, Craig, is that, do not, in my opinion, you do not blow draft capital and you do not go that crazy over this guy who is already sort of disgruntled to some degree just for the sake of accelerating the progress. The progress, in my opinion, of what this offense and therefore what this team has been with this quarterback is already accelerated and somewhat ahead of schedule. 40 burger on any team, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think anybody expected this team to put up that many points necessarily on competition at this early of the season. And so for me, I'm looking at that as, okay, Devontae's a ball player. Devontae's a guy that probably changes your offense if you already have a super good team. Do I necessarily know that the Commanders are a good team, or do I know that they are a team that can run their offense efficiently and a team that is maximizing their quarterback right now? As a result of that question that I asked in the latter, I'm not taking the risk on the human being as a result of what I want for the development to be. So think about it that way, Craig. Like, yo, are you, is the clock really accelerated that quickly as a result of simply the opening of the player, that being Adams, and, you know, a couple weeks / a month of this team being better on offense? I'm not sure that I agree with that. Look up his number on the contract next year. It's insane. You mentioned that, but for me, this is not a risk I take, and I don't think it's a crazy decision. I just don't look at that as something that I would necessarily want to do. But now we can talk about Jay.
But that's the thing, is like so the details matter so much here, because it's like, okay, if we take away all of that stuff, like, do I want Devontae Adams on my football team from just like a football and locker room standpoint? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with it, because in part, again, like, Jaden and Devontae, by the way, know each other, because Jaden spent some time around the Raiders last year because of Antonio Pierce. And so, okay. I mean, that could work both ways, though. If Antonio Pierce is ready to punt on Devontae Adams, is Jaden like, that might tell me something? Like, that's stuff you got to figure out. But, like, I also trust Adam Peters on the human management side to have those answers. But the details matter a lot here on the contract side of it, because I think the reason you are willing to accelerate is you only get so long when a guy is on a rookie quarterback contract, and you can overpay other positions when you have that, because your quarterback costs 1/10, 1/20 of the top guys in the league. Jaden's making like 5-6 mil probably, and Dak just signed for literally 60. So, like, we're talking 1/10. I can afford a lot more, and if I can get an extra year of that, that's fine. And if I can get Devontae for 2 of those 5 years at big money, like, I can afford to do that. But there is limit, like, money's not fake. I will say his contract is one that can be restructured pretty easily. There's no guaranteed money on it moving forward. So for Wash, like, there's cap hits for Vegas because they have prorated signing bonus, and now we're getting into the nitty gritty of it all. But like, if you can figure out those details, again, I'm open to it. But I think, to your point, anything that sacrifices in any remotely large way the long-term build here and the idea that Adam Peters wants to build through the draft, because that is typically where you get your blue chip guys, like, I don't want to mess with that.
Do not fall for the banana in the tailpipe, please, Ashburnistan. Okay, I understand everything you're saying. But Adams being on the other side of 30 is my main concern here regarding what we're talking about as far as money is concerned. Let this kid develop. We've talked about this plenty of times, Craig. Let him decide who he wants to be. Now, if Jaden Daniels comes out and says, hey, go get Devontae Adams, I probably do it on the other side of that, if that makes sense. Now, do I think that kid has enough sort of franchise capital to do something like that? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm still with you. The way that this has happened over these 4 weeks, to me, is an indication that whatever the plan already was is working to some degree. Blowing it up might not be what bringing Devontae is. However, shifting sort of aside, taking the HOV lane, just because you kind of can, I don't necessarily know that I would do that in terms of the contract situation. So I say all this to say, Commanders fans, be happy. These are great options to have in the real world in terms of even thinking about this kind of thing, in terms of franchises that actual good players want to go to. This is not normal procedure for the Burgundy and Gold. I'm sorry, it's just not. And this is a great problem to have, which I commend. Frankly, I can't believe I'm saying this, did the Commanders front office for being in the position to even say.
Yeah, no, 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. I think this is going to be a destination for guys in future years. And that's, I think, in large part to Adam and his relationships around the league and his reputation. I think Dan's as a head coach, like, people underrated that at the beginning and very quickly, I think, learned like, oh, that matters. And it matters in hiring coaches, but it also matters in recruiting players. When guys like Bobby Wagner sign, you're like, oh, crap, Bobby Wagner wanted to come here? Shoot. Sure. But I think to go back to the Jaden, like, Devontae part of this, this is actually, to me, like, the larger, more important point about Daniels is, one, I don't think he would go to a front office and say, go get Devontae, because he literally said today, I don't care what y'all say, I'm still a rookie. His humility is real. It's not a fake thing. And it's certainly very different than, I don't know, when Bob was here and he's like, I'm the star. Or even
easy,
what Caleb's...
Easy, okay, but I hear you.
Or like Caleb right now, I don't think Caleb's like, hey, look at me, I'm the star, but like Chicago's like, hey, he's the star. And Jaden, they don't look at Jaden that way and put that on him, and Jaden doesn't look at himself that way. That said, if Devontae came, I think Jaden could handle that. Like, I think Jaden's leadership is so solid that I actually don't worry about Devontae Adams coming in. One, I don't think Devontae is like some terrible dude. I know obviously there's a little bit of diva there, and he's obviously asking for a trade, and that's never pretty. But I don't think Devontae is a bad dude. And to the extent that you have to deal with a diva receiver, I think Jaden is built for that and would be perfectly fine with it, which is actually more important than whether or not Devontae Adams comes here or not.
First of all, he prefers a trade. Let's get the nomenclature correct.
My bad. Prefers a trade.
Correct. Second of all, here's the thing, and I was talking to my man Ben Solak from ESPN on ESPN Daily. It's a podcast that I happen to host. How often is it, Craig?
Clinton, I do believe it's daily.
Thank you, sir. And what he said was, here's the deal with the Commanders' offense, and this is the question I have if somebody else comes into it at this point. In terms of the development, the Commanders throw more screens than any team in the league offensively. There's like a quarter of the percentage of what they throw. That's what he told me. If you bring a guy like Devontae in, and I'm not saying it can't make it better, but whatever the progression you were making playbook-wise was with Daniels, do you think that maybe there are, I don't want to say bigger issues to fix, but I don't want to think that one wide receiver is going to sort of solve all the other things that were already there that the offense was trying to work out to begin with, even if effective. Does that question make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I would say I would have two things in response to you slash Solak, who's one of my favorite people to talk ball with because he's really freaking smart.
Love that.
But so one is the offense is evolving week over week in a borderline freakish way. And I'm not even sure which side of the border it's on. Like, it is stupid how quickly they are evolving. They did way more stuff from drop back last week. Took out a ton of the screens. Like, the percentage came down in a significant way. Some of that's going to be week to week. Like, hey, we don't think the Cardinals pass rush is nearly as good. Now they got the Browns this week. I would assume they up that percentage again, but that's also good play calling to an extent. But I do think you're seeing an evolution in Daniels and this offense week over week already that is going towards something where a Devontae Adams skill set is more useful than if you were just running a bunch of screens. The other part of it,
I don't disagree. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. The other part of it, though, is, and this is kind of the funny part of talking about this in, what are we now, October? Oh my, Clinton, did you know it's October?
Yes, I did. It's spooky season, Gregory. I stay on top of that. Come on.
Also, it's baseball playoff season. Of course, you knew it was October.
That is spooky season.
Hey, it's the early middle part of football season. That's what my brain does. Anyway, the point is, we're in October, and Clinton, players aren't available. This isn't free agency. This isn't some of the other times in the calendar where you can acquire people. It's not even right at the trade deadline when there's maybe a couple of guys available. This is not a choice right now between Devontae Adams or a defensive end, Devontae Adams or a corner, Devontae Adams or whatever other things would probably be more useful if you have a pool of players to pick from. It's Devontae Adams or keep your powder dry and hope, or Devontae Adams or like hope for the trade deadline, or don't do anything and just ride it out the rest of the year. So it's not the same as like, hey, we're in the middle of March and we're trying to figure out who's our number one free agent target. It's, do we want Devontae Adams binary, yes or no? And if it's yes, then at what cost? And if no, like, why not? You know, what are you using, say, the cap space you have this year for? What are you using the draft capital for? And the answer very well could be to draft football players next April. Well, and that is a perfectly fine answer. But it's not like there's three offers on the table right now for other positions and Davante Adams.
No, and first of all, keep the powder dry is just a tremendous analogy on a lot of levels. But let me, Ben, I will pose the question to you. Do you think that the Commanders need Davante Adams to win the NFC East? I would posit that they do not. And if you use that as a data point on, again, the progression planned for this quarterback, well, then you don't throw something into the mix that's going to potentially jack up your salary cap situation just because you can do it. That's kind of where I am. This is working well. The train is moving along. Stopping at the local stops. Maybe it can run an express train back into, you know, whatever. But, like, I'm just not messing with it. And I know that sounds ridiculous to say because the NFL is a win now, change all the time league. But look at the rest of the division. You think this team is not going to beat the Browns? Do you think this team is going to beat the Browns, Fred?
I mean, yes, I do think they'll beat the Browns. I'm going to pick them on Friday.
So, I mean, I'm not going to go down the schedule with you. But my point is, if you had told us before the season, by us, I mean the listeners, that, hey, here's what this team is going to do this season. And here's what they're going to do by, dare I say, keeping their powder clean, you would have taken it if, let's just say, extrapolates out to, at the very least, playing for the NFC East in the last couple weeks of the season. You'd have been fine with that. Taking the risk with a player who's past 30, who is clearly looking to go to a team that can win, I just don't think it's worth it. And I don't think it's a huge disaster if you take the risk. It's just not something I would do.
I think I ultimately agree with you. I don't think once you get into the details, it's nearly as damaging. If you can avoid giving up a second round pick's a hard sell for me with Adam Peters as my
GM.
That's
what I'm saying.
I think Devontae's still great. Him being on the other side of 30 doesn't really bother me. If I'm looking at 1 to 2 years, they have the cap space. They have as much or more than cap space than basically every team in the league. Like, they have a quarterback on a rookie contract that is not due for an extension until as long as you can be due for one because he's a rookie. So it's not like you're 3 years into a rookie quarterback contract. So there's a lot of that stuff that actually doesn't worry me that much. And Devontae is, like, I think Terry's amazing and underrated. Like, I like Terry more than a lot of the really smart analysts out there. Like he's good, but he maybe not. Like, I think there's the top tier guys of Jefferson and Chase, and then, like, the next tier, whatever your tier is, like, Terry's in there. I think he's that good. But I think Devontae is in that top tier, and that is a game changer. And so you have, like, I have to think about it, but I think ultimately I land where you are. And I would actually, Clinton, to wrap us up here, I'd be curious, like, if this came up in the panel discussion, because I'm hosting a radio show as you guys are talking on television, so it's hard for me to consume both. Like, you look at what Houston's going through this year, and they're playing all right. But, like, the seamless integration of Joe Mixon, who obviously is hurt, and Stephon Diggs, it's not like you just add guys in and it works great, even when you have an offseason. I think the idea of building it from within and through the draft and making sure that every guy that comes through your building that you want to be a star is exactly what you want and you have hand-selected is important to how they're building this. And I trust that Adam Peters can do that because he did it once already as the assistant GM in San Francisco. And so I think that is, like, look, they obviously traded for McCaffrey, and, like, that was a huge deal for them, but he fit exactly what they want. I think Devontae's great. I don't know that he's exactly what they want here, which I think is why I ultimately, even though I have to think about it long and hard, unlike Ayuk, who wasn't really that hard to think about for me to say no, like, I agree with you that I wouldn't do it.
Let me say this lastly. This is a totally separate departure just because we have to show love to the late, great Dikembe Mutombo, who I first saw when I was 7 years old as a Georgetown Hoyas fan. This man was a humanitarian and a tremendous basketball player who has grown the game on a lot of levels. I'm sorry I'm switching gears. I just needed to say this for the market, because for those of y'all who know about how the Hoyas roll and the man that John Thompson built and ultimately went on to become one of the greatest basketball shot blockers we've ever seen, he is my favorite Georgetown Hoyas center of all time, Dikembe Mutombo, and I wish that man to rest in power. What a guy. What a human. Hall of Famer at the game of life. Thank you, Gregory.
100% well said. Thank you for sharing that at the end. It's Clinton Yates, everybody. You can catch him on Around the Horn and ESPN Daily, which Clinton is available
daily.
We'll be right back on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.